And yo. Welcome back.
Yes, sir. We just finished watching this KG fucking
basically
documentary
about his life.
It's called, I think it's called Anything Is Possible. His famous slogan after he won that one and only chip against my Lakers.
And we got the rematch and we beat him, so you know I'm good with that.
But he was a beast. He was really the first. Not the first, but the nigga that made fucking going to the NBA from college famous. Yeah. No, from high school. Excuse me, I said college.
He said, "Fuck the SATs.
Fuck ACTs.
I'm going to the league."
He said, "This shit hard as hell, nigga."
Yeah. And the whole documentary kind of shows you, like, you know, he's like, yo, he's having struggle with school shit, doing the SATs, and he, man, like, fuck this, I'm going to the league. He ended up going to the league and he still passed and got his SATs. So he passed his SATs. So that's what's up though. But
yeah, I fuck with
that nigga said, but fuck that schooling.
But the shit is crazy. He you know, he fell for the sigh up the George Floyd joint where everybody, you know, but the reason why it triggers something for me is, you know how everybody talking about that Rittenhouse guy right now, the nigga that been crying. What's his name? Rittenhouse? Whatever.
Rittenhouse.
The fake crying
ass. He be
white
on TV.
Boy.
He be on. Yeah. He be doing interviews now.
You know
he fucking,
why?
Nigga, the greatest.
You know why he went viral? You know that Ghislaine Maxwell was on trial the same time that Rittenhouse nigga was going viral?
Yeah, nigga. The case been going on since Monday. I've been watching.
Nigga,
this shit.
She really on trial. Nobody talking about it. And everybody talking about the Rittenhouse nigga.
They're saying it can't be televised because it's a federal case.
Bro,
that doesn't mean they can't talk about it. I have to follow a Twitter page that constantly drops new information about the case.
Because that's crazy to me that they really blanketed that case, knowing everything Jeffrey Epstein did.
You heard what they be saying?
This is how I feel. Epstein was obviously that nigga that, if you got any type of pull in this world, Jeffrey Epstein gonna bring you to his island and get you to do some foul shit to a young bitch or a gay nigga, something foul. And he gonna get it on camera because the whole island is. And he's the guy that blackmails niggas that got power. So, yo, vote Cuomo. Vote fucking Biden. Vote whoever we tell you to vote for. Or else, nigga.
He definitely did that.
So,
nigga,
they killed him. But Ghislaine Maxwell, she alive, nigga. She know everything.
Yeah, she in the case, my nigga. They got one of the pilots and stuff, and they be asking him, as a certain trip that they went and shit like that to the island, and he was asking who he saw, like, yo, he saw Bill Clinton and things like, yeah. He would just start name dropping certain people, and he was like, yeah, this person and this person, like, and they were talking about Epstein and his house, like, man, weird shit in there, and like he always, like, he'll send Maxwell to go get, he was the one, she was the one to get bitches and shit.
They wasn't a couple,
14,
but they was that was the front, like, that's my wife, and yeah, she get down like that too. So it was good. Let's see if your wife get down like that. And she would go get, like you said, young bitches, all types of shit, bro. And this bitch should be way more viral than Rittenhouse. Like, that story kind of whack now already. Like, we realize, all right, white people get off for killing black people.
And look,
been the case.
And the thing is, today, the Twitter page that was reporting it, nigga, it had like 700,000. Followers, and then they suspended it, deleted his account.
This is what kills me though. How is it that a nigga like the Rittenhouse story, we always say shit like, yo, this been going on for too long. It's not, you know, George Floyd wasn't a surprise to, that's what KG said. George Floyd ain't a surprise to nobody of color. It's just a shock to the rest of the world. And the truth is, why do it keep happening? And why is it that every three around election time, some shit like this always happens? Go down, say
and
their
the
names.
And the Rittenhouse was a white on white crime.
Bruh, it just doesn't, look, they always,
white people shit, and niggas went, you
nah,
know why?
But he shot black people too.
No, nigga.
He only shot white people?
Yeah, nigga. He shot three white people and killed two. And one was a pedophile that fucking raped like five different kids, my nigga.
And nobody of color got shot?
No, nigga. This is why they trick you in the media. They said Rittenhouse shoot Black Lives Matter protesters.
Oh, yeah. So you automatically
think it's black people, nigga, if you don't
Holy
look.
Holy shit.
That's what I was telling nigga is, well, he ain't shoot no black niggas.
He didn't shoot no black people.
He ain't shoot no black people. He shot white people. White people that was chasing him when he had a gun and they had no gun.
Bro, that's insane. This
a gun, bro. And they get attacked them and...
Nah, I'm shocked. Because, yo, I swear to God, all the black comedians, celebrities, they all, LeBron James, everybody talking like if he killed black people.
Because he a Black Lives Matter protester. He shot three white niggas and killed two of them. One was a pedophile and another nigga...
Let me not act like... Killing people is okay. It's okay if it's white people.
That's why I was getting mad when people was getting mad. Like, he didn't kill no black people. That's white people shit.
Yo, that's crazy.
And then when people was talking about it, I'm like, yo, you know who he killed or whatever? What happens? I don't want to talk about it. Yeah, nigga, because you so stupid, nigga. Yeah. You don't know nothing.
TV tricked you. They definitely made it seem like it was black. But here's the thing. When they trying to hide something, whenever they trying to hide a real case, it's like we got to put a social media case out there and drop some shit that's going to go viral so that we could put this real case that we trying to keep under wraps. But thank the Lord for social media, my nigga. How the fuck would we know if we only had TV like our parents had? How could we even know that Ghislaine Maxwell was on trial? But how many trials like that has happened where you only know about OJ? Or you only know about fucking when a nigga that go viral for fucking doing some egregiously racist shit, it's a scam. Like, it's something that's planted so that we
build
fucking,
off emotion, nigga, and get mad crazy. And
I really feel like
that's why I was telling nigga, I'm like, yo, if this nigga shot black people or Spanish, I understand the whole outrage. It's a white on white crime, and one of the niggas he killed was a pedophile.
Nah, the outrage ain't because of that. And this is the thing. I'm not mad because of the outrage. Listen, the outrage is really because if a black person would have left their crib with a gun and killed anybody, they go to jail. How do you kill? How you leave your crib with your gun, intent to kill, and you fucking go home free? That because you was crying.
Everything that you just said, he didn't do.
He didn't even.
He didn't have the gun. He didn't come out with the gun or nothing, nigga. He was somewhere else. Running through the protest, I mean, one of his boys gave him a gun from the shit. Everything that the media says, the legal lines and everything, nigga, he didn't break none of the laws over there. Over here where we in Jersey at, where we get a gun or New York and shit when shit happened, prison, whatever, long time. Over there, their laws is different. Everything that he did, as wild as it sounds, was legal. He should have got, like, even though he beat everything, he should definitely caught a misdemeanor, if anything, on some other shit. But niggas, he didn't do the state lines, and he didn't go in intent with the having a gun in the shit.
Right, in that state, in that same state you talking about, do you know which state it is?
Wisconsin.
Right, in Wisconsin, if a black nigga would have did that, you think he gonna get off?
Yeah, but that's comparing shit, though.
That's what I'm saying. But he did everything. White, you just said that everything he did in that state was legal.
And if he was black, he would have got arrested.
And that's the point why everybody was mad. But the point I'm trying to make is...
But he didn't kill no...
The color line, that's what I'm saying. The color line don't matter. It's a scandal.
That's what get niggas to get you mad, my nigga.
No, it's to cover up a real one. But like, obviously, it is to get you mad. And it does... It gets you mad because it gets you hooked emotionally. But it's like, you thinking about it... Like, yo, they really want you to focus on this while we do this bullshit over here. And it's like, it should be the other way around. It should be like, the Maxwell case got all the fucking people in power. Yeah. It's only the people that run this world that's in trouble. And that Maxwell case.
That's why you gotta see.
And they not talking about it. But we talking about some white boy that did some, that okay, the justice system isn't fair.
I'm gonna just say like
what
this.
What the fuck?
Because niggas is dumb, bro. It's just niggas is stupid. They pay attention to this bullshit, and I know it's a... I, without even being in tune like that, even deeper, so I'm like, this is a distraction for this. It's easy to tell which is more important, like a white kid shooting shit or a pedophile shooting shit. Is whatever not you want to put, your emotions in.
The Jeffrey Epstein being a pedophile shit is literally
nigga,
the
tip was talk- of the yo, iceberg. When that whole Kyle shit, they was talking about, I was not paying attention to the shit at all.
Until it went viral. Until then, you can't not pay attention. When every celebrity started posting videos, I was mad as hell.
Before the case even happened, when it was first happened during that whole time he was protesting, I knew he shot white people. I'm like, this nigga just shot white people and whatever.
But the reason why I say you got to stop saying that, because do you don't give a fuck if white people get shot?
No, it's just a white on white crime, though.
But that, it don't matter. It's more or less the killing somebody and not having to
and then on top of it, to get charged for it.
That's
like I'm talking about, and on top of it, if they were innocent, like, you know, bystanders, I would definitely be mad. One was a pedophile, and the other one, fucking mad cases, been arrested, man. Wild
little
shit.
Nigga should have still caught a charge, bro.
He should have got like a misdemeanor. Or something.
Anything he didn't, cause he cried and he was white. That's the problem. That's why niggas was mad. Nigga? If you cry and you white. How many times
in your life you seen white people get off cases, my nigga?
But that's the point I'm trying to make.
That, so like I don't fall for it all the time. Be, no. It's like, oh, here he goes again. They got him.
It ain't that though.
Yes, it is, my nigga. That nigga killed Trayvon and walked out free.
I agree
and
that.
And then I can name mad other cases, nigga, just white people.
I agree that you catch it. But what I'm saying, why most niggas don't catch it. It's because they're watching TV. Dumb. And nigga, when you get your news from celebrities and television...
That's your fault. They're not journalists.
You fucking... obviously. Nigga, but
it's dumb.
Motherfuckers gotta understand that you really can't trust these niggas that get a bag. The niggas that's getting a bag is getting a bag because they're helping manipulate the youth. That's just the fact.
Bro, look, I promise you, I don't feel like it's hard for when somebody be like, yo, or this happens, like, fat, 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 fat. And you be like, oh, shit, word? And then you fat check it. You just make sure. Niggas just look at it and then believe it without going like, and then hold on. This sounds crazy. And then look at it. And I'm like, ah, I knew I was right. This shit was fake. Or this really happened. Niggas don't do that, and that's niggas' fault. Niggas get their information, their news from fucking Shade Room and shit.
Yeah. And then go buy it like it's... Yeah. Defend it like it's facts.
Nigga, it was on Shade Room, nigga.
Facts, nigga. No, no.
Fuck.
I read it in a book.
I read it in the paragraph they put in the IG caption.
Nigga, it was fucking facts. I read it on Instagram, nigga. Facts. Like, niggas will really read shit like it's facts, and I don't understand... Read shit online like it's facts. And
look, part of this, all you gotta do is just look at my story, man. You look at my story, you see truth.
What's your story?
On my story on my IG.
What's your IG?
Oh, my good vibes only 25. You heard, man. But that's the AC.
I feel like it's to the point where.
Yeah, if you want
to. Okay,
news,
if you retweet Rittenhouse shit, it's going. They're gonna let you post it, no problem. You retweet that the Ghislaine Maxwell trial is going on right now. They go block shadow ban your page, bro.
I've been shadow banned a couple times.
That's the thing I'm trying to get to. If you get shadow banned for posting it, you probably should post it. Like, that's what I mean.
That's why Trump wants you to know the truth. Censorship, nigga.
Facts, that's why Trump's like, I'm just gonna make my own.
Trump made his own shit, his own social media platform. You can talk whatever you want.
What is it called?
I have no idea. I'm not going to go on there. It's going to be mad right-wing shit.
Yeah, right now.
It's going to be right-wing as fuck. We just got to figure out.
Like, yeah, because look, we not...
There's no figuring out. Whatever is in motion. It's just catching on right now and being observant. Cause I feel like this month and the next month, it's going to be a little interesting. I don't know. You know, you got the winter solstice coming up.
Not only the winter solstice, you got...
But the main thing I want to tell niggas is flu season. So if you get a little regular cough, it's I don't think you got COVID or the new COVID remix. Not the Delta remix.
The new Omarion.
The Omarion.
Ice box with
my heart. Omarion.
They got bad versions of this bullshit-ass fucking...
Look, and then Fauci's like, they're gonna... It's not... Maybe is when they're gonna change the term fully vaccinated. So if niggas got two shots, you're gonna be considered not fully vaccinated unless you get the booster shot.
Well, yeah. Bruh, not only
if you don't get the booster shot, that's it. You consider unvaccinated.
Not only that.
And then if you die. But the thing is that it could be a mind fuck too, is because they're like, all right, let's say you got two shots and then you get COVID and you die. And like, damn, nigga died from COVID, but he got two shots. Like, nah, he wasn't fully vaccinated. If he would have had the booster, he would not die. That's what's going to start happening.
No, watch. But what if...
Oh, I'm foreshadowing. No, fucking... Remember this. I'm saving this.
You saying it for sure. But oh, what if my you, God. The nigga's gonna what if out. You a nigga like LeBron James, super ultra rich, super ultra healthy, the best shape of your life, got all the shots, all the boosters, you boosted up, and they still say you got COVID. You got to get suspended. You can't be around players for 10 days. You get COVID still with all the boosters?
He did too. Nigga, he played the same game. Nigga, he beat COVID in 3 days.
That shit don't make no apparently, fucking sense.
He tested positive for COVID, and then he took 8 straight tests, and it was negative after that.
Nigga, this is what I'm saying. Them niggas told them, even with the boosters, you could get this shit.
So now, I don't know if he got the I don't know if he got the boosters. I know he fully vaccinated.
And got the boosters. That's what I'm trying to say. And if boosters. New boosters come out, he getting them shits. Like
niggas be dropping.
He went the shits and he still like the machine says the thing if you got it or not. But if a machine could say if you could make money or not, then nigga they control you.
What they pushing right now with the main side effects, one of them shit is, because now niggas that be vaccinated and shit, like, younger people are starting to get heart attacks and shit like that. Niggas be having a lot of chest pains and shit, and now they trying to say, yeah, winter is cold, be careful, and blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, the vaccines has heart inflammation and all that shit. But I think I'm about to bounce.
Yeah, man, I definitely got to fucking dip, but we definitely got to do this earlier.
But this is a quick little 15-minute banging,
little quick
man.
Little show.
It's a little appetizer.
Show this shit we be talking about, because we this definitely don't be talking this about this shit. Yeah, regular-ass goofy niggas
not,
be trying
not no
to talk
regular
about,
shit.
Bro.
Niggas be like, you heard about this nigga baby moms?
You heard about such and such shot, such and such?
Yeah, nigga, fuck. Y'all niggas don't talk about nothing. Fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here.